taking fingerprints at the grocery store? Are the markets ready for cyber attacks? And is Burger King the next big company to flee the U.S. tax man? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, August 25th. First of all, this week's calendar. July new home sales numbers from the Commerce Department come out on Monday, durable goods orders on Tuesday, and consumer confidence reported on Tuesday as well. And then on Thursday, we get the second quarter GDP report. This is the second estimate, too. The consensus calls for it to reflect a 4% growth rate in the second quarter. Well, Congress is still on break, and later on in the week, more fundraisers for President Obama. Well, as you know, we keep an eye on and report to you about the economic laboratory experiments going on in places like Argentina and Venezuela. It's not that the outcomes of the economic policies that they're implementing in these places aren't already known in advance. These things have been tried over and over again with the same predictable consequences. But it's a little like high school science students. They do the same classroom experiments that have been done for generations of students before them. Sometimes the old lessons just have to be relived firsthand. So here's the latest South American economic folly. With the highest inflation rate in the world, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced a program of mandatory fingerprinting at grocery stores to combat the widespread food shortages that have developed under his price control edicts. His government plans to track people to see that they are not buying too much of any one item. Basic necessities like toilet paper, medicines, flour, and cooking oil are in short supply, and empty store shelves are the new way of life in Venezuela, just as they were, by the way, in the United States during the last round of price controls here. A Fox News report says defenders of the controls say that by keeping prices for basic goods artificially low, Venezuela helps the nation's poor lead more dignified lives. Oh yes, there's so much dignity in being forced to give the Big Brother police state your fingerprints just to buy food. And there's so much dignity in policies that make the staples of daily existence unavailable at any price. It hardly seems possible, but as a friend of mine says, Venezuela has gone from bad under Chavez to worse under Maduro. How vulnerable are the trading markets to cyber attacks? Well, the chairman of the International Organization of Securities Commissions is going around raising the alarm now, seriously. South Korean banks were computer hacked last year. It was an attack that came out of China, but they blamed on North Korea. And then last year as well, Target here in the U.S. was the scene of the biggest hack ever, with 40 million credit card numbers stolen and millions and millions more of addresses and phone numbers and so on. Well, now the head of the securities group predicts that the next black swan event that will hit us hard will come to us from cyberspace, and he is very likely correct about that. And another so-called tax inversion deal is simmering away. In this case, Burger King is reported to be in talks to buy the Canadian coffee and donut company Tim Hortons. And this deal would allow Burger King then to domicile itself for tax purposes in Canada. So much for a company that started with one little hamburger stand in Miami. A flurry of these tax inversion deals have the Obama administration asking Congress to pass laws to prohibit companies from moving from the U.S. Instead, the administration should be asking Congress to reconsider extortionate U.S. tax rates, the tax rates that are forcing companies to leave. By the way, there is no reason that governments shouldn't have to compete, like any other institution, to offer the best and safest business environments with the least intrusive taxation. That's another area where competition would be good for everybody. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.